Name, let's say, Istan Rabbi Meir is the Chalalissa. Therefore, the kasher is this piece of chaylev that first it had a nisa chaylev on it. Then later, when you mark the shit, has a nisa hegdish on it. Then later, nisa noisa. Therefore, it's an nisa chal upon a nisa. So, the old a nisa chalalissa, so the thing that was chal first was chaylev. So, it should only be a nisa chaylev, nothing else. As in Rabbi Meir, like with the Tanakam, who wrote in Tanakam in the Mishnah, the old Yechayev, these four chatois, the chur they hold, is the chalalissa. There'll be a chiddush, because usually we hold ein yisa chalalisa. So more says Enechanami, nihi di yisa chalalisa, less like could be no. Usually once an yisa is chal on it, a second yisa cannot be chal upon the first yisa. Enechanami, like Rashi says, grein oichol nevelas beima tameya. Let's say you have a pig, and after it dies, the vidi kizayis of pig, yoni chai for beima tameya, you're not chai for the yisa nevela. The Yisra Nevela is not chal upon a Beima Tameik, was a Nisra Chalalissa. But here in our mission of Pshat is Yisra Kholol, the Yisra Moisev Islay. When the Yisra is being Kholol, adding more things, or being Moisev also, we'll soon see what that means, whether it's adding more to the garb or to the person, or adding more to the piece of meat, where it's Kholol, including more Yisurim, then we owe the second Yisra could be chal. So it's like this. Islay, Toye Mikoro. That's when the person first was tahor, lo yoser ela b'chelif. He's only yoser tit chelif. Hevel le tomei. Now when the person becomes tomei, so mi gudi yoser b'chtichas teres. He's not allowed to even eat the other pieces of meat of kachim. He can't eat any kachim. Even the meat that's tahor he can't eat. Is yisusiv beinami yisura ela b'chelif. Therefore even upon this chelif also becomes nisa upon his tomei. So again, first this man before he was tomei, it's also tit chelif. But now when he becomes Tomei, this Issa Tum is Chal even upon the Chalev. Because that's called like a Chalol. Chalol that this Issa Tum is Chal upon other pieces of meat. Not only Chalev, it's Chal upon meat that's Tor, the kosher meat. But since it's Chal now upon the kosher meat, who would it is Chal upon the Chalev also? Rashi calls this is called a Chalol. Right, this is called Nisa Chalol. It's like Nisa on the Garver. The Garver now is also with more things. Right, and then it says now, Chelev. Now, the Chelev Mikoro Lo Yoseh Bachila. When you first have this piece of Chelev, the fat of it, it's only Yoseh Tidit. But it's Mutter to have a no from it. Akdishe, once you mark this just behema, so Migu di Susa be Yisura di Hano, now Hegdish is Chal upon this Chelev even, that it's also to have Hano from the Chelev. If you have Hano, you're over Nisa Milo, over Nisa Egdish. If so, Issa Bey, Lagabe Chelev, who would then it's Chal the Yisra Hegdish on the Chelev? That's not a sort of an Ein Yisra Chalalissa, because it's called an Yisra Moisef. Like before, this Chelev was also to you only Teet. Now that it's Chal Nisa Hegdish, not only is it also Teet, it's also to have Hano from it. So if that's called an Yisra Moisef, so that Yisra Hegdish could be Chal upon the Chelev. Now, the Akati still, lehed you to who also, avulagvoye shari. But lemais it's still mutter to burn it to put it on the mizbeach or a kain's lad eat it. It's still mutter lagvoya. Heavy le noiser. Now when it becomes noiser, migu di susif yisur lagabi gvoya. When the piece of meat becomes noiser, lemais now it's also to burn it on the mizbeach anymore, or it's also for kain to eat it. So this is the noiser in the gay even to the kachim shabai. Is a mela. It's who adin, it's a chal upon the chalev also. And now the chalev has an issa nicer on it. Chalalei Yom Kippur, now when it becomes Yom Kippur, also the issa Yom Kippur is chal upon this chalev. Why? I, the chalev, is also teet even before Yom Kippur, so it's also semigul. Migul di susav be iser. Lagabi chulin, the sis of Yom Kippur, like a chal upon the gavra, that not only is it also teet chelev today, but it's also teet even chulin, anything you can eat today. So since this is like it's moisav on the gavra, it puts more yisur upon the gavra, he susav be lagabi gavoya. Who adin, this iser Yom Kippur could be chal also upon, kachim upon this nois upon this chelev. So that's why, even though regular ain iser chal iser we do not hold from, but where the second Issa is being Moisef or being Chelul more than the first Issa, then we owe the second one Ischal. Sat Shana Mishnah with this one Achila, Yechayev, this four Chatoyis, and one Oshim. for the Gemara still v'nisni hei chatois. Why don't we have say this five chatois shechayv over here? For nukm, let's put the cases going to yochal kezayis pigul teriyet now kezayis of pigul. But let's say this one kezayis of chelev was also pigul, like it was a korban. And when the kohen made the shechita on the korban, he had in mind teat from the bosa the wrong day, or to make his rika the wrong day. So chal nes the pigul upon the behemoth. So when we have a fifth chatis feeding pigul, Samura says, "B'chod the behemoth kamari b'shtei behemoth like kamari." We're talking about only one behemoth, not a two behemoths. That you can't have pigul and oisur on the same behemoth. Rashi says, "B'shtei behemoth like mari for oisur pigul b'chod behemoth." You can't have oisur and pigul on the same behemoth. The pigul ain't a well of b'dalar avoidis shodam hilkach midupaglo. Once you made it pigul, lechaz, it's not fit lachilas adim anymore. It's not fit to burn on the mizbech anymore. Therefore, it's not chal v'yisa noisa. Noisa is only on something that you were supposed to eat, that's supposed to burn. If you left it overnight, you didn't do what you're supposed to, it's chal v'yisa noisa. But if the meat became pigul first, once it became pigul, it's not chal v'yisa noisa. So therefore, you can't have noisa and pigul on the same piece of meat. So here's the question, why not? You want to tell me you can't find nois and pigul on the same behemoth? Why not? Alom aloy, why not? Mishkachas are defined like this: to go in shehela eva pigul gavim mizbeach. That you had this behemoth, that the kohen had the machshevas pigul b'shachta dalar avoidus. So true, it was chal nisa pigul tidit. But now what you did was b'diyevah, you weren't supposed to, but you, let's say you took a piece of meat from this behemoth pigul and you put it on gavim mizbeach. Eva pigul legabi mizbeach to poka piguli minei. That's the Gemara Zvachim, that b'dievet, if you put the pigul on top of the mizbeach is mekadishit, that the isa pigul goes off it, and now you let it burn it. Vehevi le'noiser. Therefore, once it goes on the mizbeach, the isa pigul goes off it, and then echonami now take a chal nisa noiser. If you leave it overnight and do not burn it, you're over nisa pigul. That's the Gemara in Zvachim. Rashi says the poka piguli. The kachim mizbeach biyavoida tamei dulu b'forsh bezvachim. Yeah. Ok, the Mar says the kuviyamu lakula says koymeit tigul shel legabim mizbeach. Let's say you had a mincha that you made tigul on the kmitza on the handful from the mincha, and now you put that handful on top of the mizbeach is poka piguli mimenu. The yisa tigul goes off it. Once it goes on the mizbeach is mekadeshit like it's fit for an avoida now that the yisa tigul goes off it. And therefore, if you leave it overnight, the hevel noisar, it would be chal noisar. So it's possible to have noisar and tigul on one behemoth, like part of the behemoth you put on the mizbeach. So that part, the yisra tigul goes off it, yisra noisar is chal, and the rest of the behemoth only has the yisra tigul. So on one behemoth, you could have an achil of tigul and noisar. So Mar says, no, the Mishnah is talking about b'yevir echot kamar. We're talking about one limb, but b'shnei avon lo kamar. We're not talking about two different limbs. So true, on two limbs, you could have one limb up and one limb on the bottom. But with one limb, either it's up or it's the bottom, you can't have both pigul and noisa. So first question, why not? For noisa, pigul, b'chad, evil, and mishkachas, now why can't you find noisa, pigul on the same piece of meat? Alom aloy, why not? Mishkachas, if you find it like this, could go in shehela, eva, pigul, gabi, mizbeach, that you put this one piece of meat, as he had a whole shoulder, and you put the shoulder, half of it on the mizbeach, and half of it was off the mizbeach. The palga anche agabi mizbeach, or palga me'avroi the mizbeach, and half of it was outside the mizbeach. Tehu the mizbeach, the half that's on top of the mizbeach, poka pigulei. On that half, since it's oil agabi mizbeach, it's beach is mekadeshit, here's the pigul goes off it. Ve'evilei noiser, and that half that's on the mizbeach, is chal nisa noiser on it. Okud Yamul Lagula said, that koimitz pigul shel agabi mizbeach, poka pigulei mimenu. That part that's on top of the mizbeach, the Issa pigul goes off it. Ve'evilei noiser, and that part that's on the mizbeach, that can chal nisa noiser. So in one aver, one piece of meat, you could have that the half that's on the mizbeach is the Issa pigul goes off it, chal nisa noiser. And the other half that's off the mizbeach has the Issa pigul on it. So you could have it on one aver. Omalei still said, no, the Mishnah came talking about that. Omalei, loy. Iru b'de mizbeach, shadil mizbeach. Let's see. If rov of the piece of meat is on the mizbeach, so it's considered like the whole thing's on the mizbeach. You go bust a rov, and therefore the isa pigul is off the whole piece. Elamai Ruba de Broi, if most of the majority of the meat is off the Mizbeach, Shadin Le Broi, we should be throw the whole piece of meat to the outside. And if so, either it's pig or it's nice if you can't have both. So of course, it's a modern, it would be machza machza, 50-50. Then she's going to say it's yesh le tzamtzin, you can't make it exactly. There's always a little bit more one way. But still the Gemara asks, Tifshit is also not such a good answer, because if so, Tifshit be poshut then, bring a proof that the boy Rami Bachoma asked this for question. Holchu be'evorim acho haroiv oiloi. By the Avorim, do we go bust the roiv or not? He asked this for a shiloh. So according to you, you're telling me for sure you go bust the roiv. So why don't you poshut the shiloh? Tell him, I see what, it's not so simple, maybe you don't go bust the roiv. So still, you can have half of the piece of meat that's on the Mizbeach, it's pocket of din pigul, and the other half that's on the Mizbeach is not pocket of din pigul. So the other half that's off it is still pigul, so you can have noise and pigul. So Marin says, Ela rather, the pshat from the Mishnah is, the kezayis echot kumari. We're talking about now when the person eats one kezayis of chelev, he's chay of these four chatois, but bishnei zaysam loy kumari. Here in your case is, to be nicer and pigul, it can't be on the same kezayis. It has to be two different kezayisim. If you eat the kezayis of the piece that's on the mizbeach, that's nicer. The part that's off the mizbeach, that's pigul. But from the same kezayis, you can't have both nicer and pigul, therefore we don't put the fifth chatis of pigul. Tradigamar v'loy, is that true? We're not talking about two kezayisim here. Voktani says in the Mishnah, you're my kippah. The one chiyuv chatis is the fact that you ate on Yom Kippur. Now, over Yom Kippurim, kesevis de mechayiv. You have to eat the size of a kesevis. It's not enough just to eat a kezayis. You have to eat the size of a dried out date to be chayiv for Yom Kippur. The kesevis is peishnei zeisim. That has at least the size of two olives. So you see, for Yom Kippur, you chayiv one with shnei zeisim. So how can you tell me that the Mishnah is talking about you only ate one kezayis to be chayiv for Yom Kippur? You have to be eaten at least two kezayisim. So maybe if you ate two kezayisim here, let's say one kezayis is nicer and one kezayis is pigul. So my answer is no. Amar Rab Zeira, regarding the case, is talking about shorchal kul yo b'chalboy. The pshat is right now, he ate a kezayis of fat, and next to the fat was the kidneys. So kisa for Yom Kippur, Abi ate. He asked, like the other pasuk says, loisuna. You can't put yourself in pain. So if you eat enough to take away the pain, zichayiv, like you're not hungry. You're not starving. So that's two kezayisim. But it's not a din that both the two kezayisim have to be b'issa. We're talking about you ate a kezayis of kidneys, and that's muti, you'll have to eat that. But the second kezayis, that's the issa. So the kids are talking about now one kezayis of issa. I, for Yom Kippur, you need two kezayisim. Anything you eat is good. But if you want to tell me now we're talking about two kezayisim of issa, that the Mishnah is not talking about. We have Papa says a similar test of Papa Makagoin to Amalia Batamri. Again, we're talking about now Be'ikah the Issa was one Kezayis of Chelev here. I for Yom Kippur you put around a Kezayis. So we're talking about now you filled up this Kezayis of fat with tomorrow with dates there. You put a few dates inside it. Benach Nami, to fill yourself up for Yom Kippur, you chayiv. But Nagay to us, as the Issa Shabbai, it's only one Kezayis of Issa. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't want to put in the case of Pigul, because Pigul has to be a different Kezayis. Revacho bar acho masni hecha toys. Senachnami, Hitak learns in the Mishnah a case that Yechayi five chatois. Omataros lay into the Mishnah, a going to Yocho Kezayis Pigul, that you did eat a Kezayis Pigul. For loy mishane kani shinuyu to komashninun. And he doesn't learn like the last answers we gave. And as he'll learn, the Mishnah is talking about ye two Kezayisim. Just like for Yom Kippur, it means Yei Tu Kezayisim. So Mishnah is talking about Yei Tu Kezayisim. So one Kezayis was a Kezayis of Chelev of Tigul, and one Kezayis was a Kezayis of Noiser. So if so, you have five Chatois. So next question, if so, for Nisni Sheish Chatois, say ready case that you have six Chatois. For Nukma put the cases could go into Yochot Kezayis Dam. That you also weigh Dam. So let's say Yei Dam and Chelev. So that's why you chayiv or six. Gemara says, "Bechod achila kamari, b'shtei achilas like kamari." We're talking about now one swallowing, like one achila. For shir chachomim, the chom made a shir tell us that the yain beis habliya machzik yoyse mishtei zaysim. Like when you swallow something down, you're swallowing your beis habliya. There can't take more than two kezayim. So the Mishnah is talking about you swallowed it, you ate it one shot. So if we can eat more than two kezaisim, so if it can only be five chatois. But in order to have six min yeid dam also, that'll be like a third kezais. So now we're not talking about the vasachas. The two kezaisim might be one kezais of chelov of noiser, and one kezais of chelov of tigel. But if you have a dam, you have a third kezais, that you can't eat at the same time. You're swallowing, your throat doesn't take more than two kezaisim at one time. So Mish is talking about yeid at one time, that's only two. So therefore the most you could have is five and not six. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Rameya says that for Yitzor Shabbos also Chayiv. So where's the question? Venisni, why didn't you say Stam Yemoytzir Chayiv? Like the Mishnah is talking about Yom Kippur. So why does Rameya have to say if it was Shabbos, let him Stam say if he carried out on Yom Kippur? The crew we hold it's also carried on Yom Kippur also. So where's my time Mikatoni Yemoytzir Shabbos? Why do Rameya have to say the case is if it was Shabbos? So our answer is Omar Rafram says Zayis Semes. From now, Mishnah, we have a proof according to Ramey at least that Erev Yitzol Shabbos. It was said Hilchas Ervin on Shabbos. Why? Because there is an Yitzol Yitzol. You're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. Therefore, you have to make an Erev. But we ain't Erev Yitzol Yom Kippurim. They hold Midiraisa. You're allowed to carry out on Yom Kippur. It's like a Yom Tif, and therefore there's no need of Erev on Yom Kippur. That's the Pshan now Mishnah, that's what Rameya has to say, only for Shabbos. So Moses says, no, who told you that? Mimai. Dilma may be Yesh Erev Yitzol Yom Kippur. Maybe that it's also to carry it on Yom Kippur. And therefore, you should have to make an Erev for Yom Kippur. Vokhi Torn, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Yom Moses Shabbos Vitzir, Chayiv Af Mishum Shabbos Yom Kippur. He just meant to be Moisif. That it would be Shabbos also, he'd be Chayiv twice for carrying it on Yom Kippur and Yom Shabbos. Therefore, there's no proof in our Mishnah that there's no Yisro Yitzor on Yom Kippur. Hello, the Gemara says, Yitma the Rafa, you want to learn from Salocha, Al-Hod Yitma learn on this Salocha. The Tanya learn like this. V'sholach b'yad ishiti. It says the Pasha about Yisro HaMashtaleach on Yom Kippur, that you send out Lazozel. It says, Ish, v'sholach b'yad ishiti, means Ish v'dashin l'hachshir esazar. Any person can be sent out, Lav Davkar Koyin, even a Zar, even a Yisrael. Iti afilu b'tum, even though a person was tummy. If you afilu b'shabbos, you can carry out the lazozel. Iti b'mezumen, has to be prepared, be appointed erev Yom Kippur. Ketanya, what does it say? Iti means afilu b'shabbos. Even if it's Shabbos, still you can carry out the sir lazozel. So you see, you need a special chiddush even on Shabbos. Why? On the Rav from Zaysimus, here that's a proof that erev yitzol Shabbos, v'en erev yitzol Yom Kippur. There's no issue to carry it out on Yom Kippur. So that the person takes out Lazozel on every Yom Kippur, that's not a proof you can carry out, because there's no issue carrying on Yom Kippur. The Chiddush is, even the Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry, still there's a special pasuk, you're allowed to carry out Lazozel. So Moshe says, no, there's no proof in the Seed of Mimai. Maybe like this, Shani Soya Meshtaleach Te'achsher B'Yom Kippur Mekach. It could be the pshat is that really Yom Kippur has a Nisroi Tzor. Stand like this, you're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur Midiraisa. But that the Soya Mashtalecha could carry out, the Pshat is this mitzvah Samekach. Like that's the mitzvah, every Yom Kippur you have to carry it out. So that's Pshita on Yom Kippur you're allowed to. The Chiddush is, what's going to be if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos? Like there it's not a mitzvah Samekach. So maybe it's not Doicha Shabbos. I need a special part to tell me it's even Doicha Shabbos. But you have no proof to say there's no Yisroit So on Yom Kippur. Could be there is an Yisroit So. Just that's pshita. You let it carry it out. You let it carry out the lazozel. This sorry lazozel on Yom Kippur, because that's the mitzvah b'kach. So Mer comes out in a chanami. Ela the Rav from Perusi. It's like a mistake. He's wrong. And we talk all the halacha about us also midiraisa to carry on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also has an issoy tzor just like Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says Yesh bo bia achas. It's possible a man can make one bias issa live with one lady. And for this one time he lives with her, he's over five chatois. If he did a b'shegeg, he has to bring six chatois. Kate said, what's the case? Habua bita, could be you live with your own daughter. Is chayiv ole, you're over naveri mishem bita, she's your daughter. V'yachoyseh, she could also be your sister. The case is where the man lived with his mother first, and he had a daughter. So that daughter is his sister, and it's also his daughter. So now if he lives with that daughter, he's chayiv mishum abitoi,
He's also chayav mishum achoisai. It's also eishes achiv. His brother married the first. V'eishes achiyoviv. Then after the first one gave a get, his uncle married her. And v'eishesish. Now she's still married, and she's a nida. So it's possible with one bi, with this one lady, that he could be over these six chatois.
Smor says, is this true? I've all less than Rabbi Meir.